I hope you're able to join us today at 2 o'clock as we bid farewell to Father Michel and wish him well. Do please keep him in your prayers as he begins his new assignment. He's leaving right after the reception, so do please pray for him. He's got a wonderful, wonderful future ahead. Also, a reminder that this Wednesday, August 15th, is a holy day of obligation, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You'll find the Mass schedule in the bulletin. We have Mass on Tuesday night, the Vigil Mass, and several Masses on the day at 7, 12, and 5:30, and then again at 7 in Spanish. So plenty of opportunity to come for this beautiful celebration that we have of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We're continuing with this marvelous discourse from St. John's Gospel we call the Bread of Life Discourse. And you can see it's been getting more intense, and next week it'll get even more intense and more explicit about this being truly the body and blood of Christ. Today we pick up where we left off last week. Jesus had said, had ended with, "I am the Bread of Life." Emphasis in the original, by the way. The response that he got, we hear, they murmured. He says they murmured against him. Isn't that a wonderful word? It's an onomatopoeia. Remember that? It even sounds like it. So it's a great word. But why did they murmur? Well, a couple of things. Number one, Jesus told them something that they didn't like to hear. It's a great lesson in life. The truth is not always something we want to hear, but we need to. And secondly, St. John says something very interesting. He says they could dismiss what Christ was saying because they felt they knew him already. Don't we know his father and mother? We've known him since he was a wee little child. How can he now come and tell us things? He should be coming to us for instruction, not the other way around. Great phrase, familiarity breeds contempt. Have you ever felt dismissed because someone felt they knew you already and that what you're saying doesn't sound like you, you're not that smart, or something that way, where you felt just dismissed because they thought they knew you enough? Do you ever think maybe your parents weren't listening to you even though you had ideas? But they remember when you were, you know, a little baby and you were falling down all over the place. But more importantly, let's get out of our more selfish mode of how it affects us and ask the question, who have we dismissed like this? Because we thought that we already knew all about this person. And they had nothing they could possibly teach me. When the shoe is on the other foot, it's never pretty. The question is, for you and me, do you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, yes or no? If we want to be the disciple, we've got to put in the work to do it. If we don't, then let's not pretend anymore. Are we just like the Jesus that we're comfortable with, or do we really want to know the real one, the truth of who he is? Have we become so familiar with him that we've just stopped listening because we think we know him? And so then we become content with those things St. Paul said that we're to put away: bitterness, fury, anger. We think these are just part of us now, and we dismiss the other things he said that we are supposed to do, to be kind, compassionate, forgiving one another. The word compassion means to suffer with, that we would suffer with someone. But instead, we may have excused ourselves because we haven't allowed the real Christ to be the center and first priority of our lives as his disciples. The question is, do we want to be the disciple, yes or no, we need to make the decision. Where is our courage to live every day away from, turning away from bitterness, anger, and fury, and having more kindness, compassion, and forgiveness? Who doesn't think the world needs a lot more kindness, compassion, and forgiveness? Have you read the news today? It's just there. The world needs it. And this is where the Eucharist comes in for us, to give us strength for the journey that we can get up in this desert until we get to our homeland. This is where the Eucharist comes in. Vatican II called the celebration of the Eucharist the source and summit of the whole Christian life. This is the source and summit of your life. Why? Because it is not some mere service, this kind of liturgy that we just kind of go through. It is the sacrifice of Christ himself being made present in our midst. Jesus Christ, the bread of life, is made really and substantially present here. And when we come to accept this reality, this beautiful supernatural reality, it produces courage and love and all kinds of wonderful other things inside us. And then we can do great things. In the year 258, Pope Sixtus and four of his deacons were hiding in the catacombs celebrating Mass. They were turned in, and they came in during the celebration of the Mass, and they beheaded all of them right there. The Mass meant that much to them, even though it was illegal during the Emperor Valerian's time. What are you willing to suffer to practice this divine faith? Christians have always dared to come together in times of persecution. During the reign of Elizabeth I, women like Margaret Clitheroe, who kept hiding priests, bringing them into her house, putting them in these places called priest holes when people were coming around. These tiny little things, I've seen them, these little holes in the wall, to hide priests when raiding parties were coming. And eventually she got caught. The priests were put to death, drawn and quartered, and eventually she was pressed to death. But the Mass meant that much to her and the people gathering there. And it happens even today. Does the Eucharistic sacrifice of Jesus Christ mean so much to us that even under government persecution, you would risk gathering in someone's home at night, sneaking in a priest to celebrate the mystery of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, risking that fatal knock at the door? I'm not being overly dramatic. These things have happened in our history. They happen today. If you and I are not getting anything out of the Mass is not the problem. I must ask myself, we must ask each of us, how did I prepare before coming here? Did I really pray from the heart? Or did I get here really just in time and do some cursory things? Or maybe did I look over the readings? That can give so much extra insight. Or do I really just don't care? And then blame the Mass that I didn't get anything out of it. God is not the problem. We must give him the time because he is giving us himself. Remember, it is not about what you can get. It's about what you can give. You come to give yourself because Jesus will give you his entire self. He is offering you his whole self, given up for you, for your sins to be forgiven. And he invites you to simply accept this astounding mystery, to follow him, and to fall in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.